When a major earthquake hits the Puget Sound area, I did not say if, when it happens, Lieutenant Colonel Clayton Braun says we could become immobilized.
So many bridges drop that people become isolated within their own communities. It becomes a difficult time to even move around in your own community. Of course, the power's out everywhere and for a very long time. To paraphrase one of our coworkers here, it's kind of like being thrust back into about 1850, and now you're stuck in the Old West. All of the infrastructure stops working. There's no communication. There may not be running water. The ability to handle sewage is gone. Your medical capability is extremely overwhelmed. It becomes a very bad scenario, quite honestly.
Clayton Braun is a member of the Washington State National Guard, and he's part of something called Cascadia Rising, a four-day exercise to test the emergency response to a 9.0 magnitude earthquake along the Cascadia subduction zone. KUOW's Matt Martin went out and asked some of you, how prepared are you for the big one?
It comes across my mind every once in a while. Living in Seattle, you know, the threat of all kinds of natural disasters is constantly looming, but I would regrettably say not enough to actually do something about it.
Like pasta and things like that, but nothing, like I said, specifically for earthquakes.
Yeah, do you feel like you're prepared or ready if some major earthquake or something struck?
No.
No?
No. Okay. I'd be in trouble.
It's honestly the last thing I think about. I haven't taken any steps to prepare myself for it, so I would say probably on the less prepared side.
I don't think I'd have the food to last a couple days. I don't even know. Like, if transportation was down, how would I get to my family? I'd say I'm not prepared.
Okay, so Chris Malcolm, Justin Downs, Zoe Fernio, and Nathaniel Solis do not feel prepared, but Tom Martin does. He's a Northwest-based truck driver and a prepper. And if you've never heard that term before, prepper, it's somebody who stores away months' worth of food, water, often ammo, for when everything falls apart. Martin told me he was inspired to be a prepper when he was driving his truck around and seeing how easily our supply chain could break down.
You know, we have this just-in-time freight that we deliver to the stores, and if you're a truck delivering food to a store, that food's getting put on the shelf that same day, and it cycles like that every single day. And so if the trucks were shut down, the stores would be cleaned out in a matter of hours. People aren't going to have the food stored up like they should have because they haven't been prepared.
And in the Seattle area, we're dealing with a lot of key bridges that could go down, say, in an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. If there was an earthquake and some bridges went down, it's going to shut trucks down for a long time, especially with the chaos going on and people trying to make phone calls and people trying to get out and emergency responders trying to get in. The roads are going to be jammed up and the trucks aren't going to be coming in. And so if that's a major, major disaster, people might be without that supplies and that food for days or weeks.
This is what people are preparing for this week. If a major earthquake hits this region, how do you think you'll respond?
Well, I think if a major earthquake hits, first of all, everybody needs a 72-hour kit because we've noticed from like the hurricanes in Katrina that people weren't prepared for that disaster. And that ties up the emergency responders. So imagine if an earthquake hit in Seattle and most people are not prepared, you have all these able-bodied people that otherwise could have been prepared now won't be prepared, and they're going to be absorbing all the resources of the first responders that are trying to rescue them. And I think that's wrong. I think the first responders should have their attention focused 100% on the people who can't take care of themselves, you know, people that are in, you know, retirement homes and disabled and the elderly. I think that should be their focus on rescuing those people rather than rescuing people that could have and should have been prepared. They could easily evacuate themselves if they needed to.
So you're telling our listeners this isn't just a matter of survival. This is a matter of taking responsibility and help freeing up help for other people.
Exactly. And you talk to any first responder that's ever been in a major disaster, they're going to tell you that they've had to help so many people that should have been already ready and able to take care of themselves, and they just weren't because they weren't prepared.
Who else knows that you are prepped? Because I'm wondering if you're going to be this this target, this focal point of people wanting help.
That's the whole point about trying to get everybody prepared. If everybody's prepared, then that's not a worry anymore.
Okay.
If everybody's prepared, why do you need to be a target? Because everybody else would have what they need as well.
Right. You want people to be as prepped as you are.
A lot of people say, well, those preppers are so paranoid. And I say, no, quite the opposite. We have a peace of mind that most other people don't have.
You hear that from people you know? They think you're overreacting?
Well, I think it's just common sense. Our parent, you know, our grandparents and our great grandparents did this during World War II and during the Great Depression. They grew their own food and canned their own food. So this isn't a new concept. The new concept is the normalcy bias and the laziness that people have to not take care of themselves nowadays. That's the new concept. And we're trying to bring things back to common sense like our grandparents and great-grandparents had.
Okay, finally, Tom, what do you recommend for us? I'm listening. You've got me interested. What should I be doing in case of an earthquake or some other big disaster?
It's common sense. Just like putting on a seatbelt or having a fire extinguisher in your home, everyone should have, starting out today, everyone should have a 72-hour kit. Once you've reached that goal, then start thinking about a 3-week supply. And then once you reach that goal, think about a 3-month supply with the ultimate goal of eventually having a year supply.
Tom Martin is a founding member of the American Preppers Network. So what would be in a 72-hour emergency kit? What would you need for 3 days? Well, the federal government puts out a handy emergency supply list at FEMA.gov, and we are tweeting out a link to that right now. We're on Twitter, @KUOW.